Chapter 24. August 23rd of Year 2. We have a go, and I am more excited than I have been in a long time. Exactly 268 days have passed since November 28th, the period of time usually needed to complete a human pregnancy from the moment of fertilization. The incubation chamber has examined Adam and Eve carefully, without finding anything that runs counter to moving forward with the birth. We decided to bring Eve into this world first. She appears to be very impatient. She has been even more active than usual during the last few days, while Adam instead enjoyed his rest. Technically, the event is relatively unspectacular. For the final time, I check whether all conditions are optimal, and then the incubation chamber starts to drain the liquid. I am watching Eve as she slowly sinks to the bottom of the chamber. Then her face is suddenly in the air. She gasps for breath and does not look happy. It is obvious she does not like what is happening now. She opens her mouth and wails. Hers is the first human sound echoing through Messenger. The loud cry is a relief. All my nervousness is gone, quickly replaced by an overwhelming love for this helpless little creature, whose survival in the coming years will mostly depend on me. I can hardly cope with this feeling, which is so all-encompassing it almost scares me. It cannot be compared to my love for Francesca. It is a feeling unlimited by time or space. In comparison, the universe seems narrow and finite to me. Eve takes a deep breath with every howl. The wall to her room slowly opens. It is filled with white light, and it is warm, heated to optimal body temperature. The floor and walls are covered by a soft, waterproof material. On the ceiling there is an arm that looks artificial, but the hand at its end might belong to a human. It looks so real that it gives me the creeps to see it attached to an obviously fake arm. It does not belong here, but my impression is based on my past. Adam and Eve will not notice this. For them, the arm and its hand will be life-giving. At this moment, though, the apparatus has a unique task awaiting. It reaches down to affix a clamp to the umbilical cord connecting Eve with the chamber. The index and the middle finger of the hand then morph into a pair of scissors, and this altered hand cuts the cord. Next, the hand unmorphs and takes the newborn from the incubation chamber into a room. In zero gravity, this only requires a little push. Eve does not even notice she is moving. Then it is Adam's turn. When his face is exposed to air, he shows a startled expression. His look is best described as awestruck. This little human being is utterly amazed. While he takes his first breaths, he appears totally focused on this feeling. In the room, the nursery, Adam and Eve meet each other for the first time. They do not seem to notice each other, at least as far as I can observe. These numerous new impressions must be too intense. Eve continues to cry, and Adam begins to pant a little. The incubation chamber system, which is responsible for their care, decreases the temperature by half a degree. Two hoses lower themselves from the ceiling, aiming for the faces of the two babies. Through them, they will be able to suck a liquid similar to a human mother's milk, but fortified with additional nutrients. This stands to reason, since Adam and Eve are not growing up under normal circumstances. Their nutrition has to make sure the reduced gravity and the radiation exposure of space affect them as little as possible. The newborns will not need any clothing due to the room's optimal temperature. An automatic system will remove their excretions, and the hand takes care of any bodily needs. I watch as it carefully begins to bathe Eve. It is truly remarkable how flexible the five fingers are. The little girl is still crying, but when she feels the gentle movements of the hand, she calms down and then goes completely quiet. Eve curls up and falls asleep, while Adam takes a bit longer. He is not crying much, but he also does not want to go to sleep right away. Finally, the hand caresses him into the land of dreams. Starting tomorrow, Messenger will begin rotating around its longitudinal axis. This will allow Adam and Eve to grow up with some degree of gravity. Initially, the ship won't be large enough to provide the complete gravity of Proxima B. But by the time we arrive there, the two passengers will be prepared for it.